This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russia accused Ukraine on Wednesday of deliberately shooting down a Russian military transport plane carrying 65 captured Ukrainian soldiers to a prisoner exchange, and a local official said all 74 people on board had been killed. Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham has more.
If the details are confirmed, it would be the deadliest incident of the almost two-year-old war inside Russia's internationally recognized borders. The plane was shot down near the village of Yablonovo in the Belgorod region, which borders Ukraine. Russian state media said six Russian crew members and three guards were on board at the time. The plane was an Ilyushin IL-76, designed to airlift troops, cargo, military equipment, and weapons. Near the scene, locals said they heard two explosions before the plane fell from the sky.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham, Ukraine did not directly confirm it had shot down the plane, nor that Ukrainian prisoners were on board. And later, the Ukrainian military said it would continue to destroy Russian military transport aircraft it believed were carrying missiles with which to strike Ukraine. Israeli forces on Wednesday battled Palestinian militants near the main hospital in Gaza's second-largest city, where medics said hundreds of patients and thousands of displaced people were trapped by the fighting. Israel has ordered residents to leave a swath of downtown Khan Yunis that includes Nasser Hospital and two smaller medical facilities as it pushes ahead with its three-month-old offensive against Hamas. Efforts to reach a new ceasefire between Israel and Hamas appear to be gaining steam. Egyptian and U.S. officials have confirmed they are actively pursuing ways to halt a war that has now raged for over 110 days. Any deal would have to include a pause in the fighting and exchange.